That's wild. But this text reveals what he was motivated to do. In verses 18 and 19, the part that he did quote from Isaiah 61, Jesus says, "I have come to bring good news to the poor, to bring liberty to those who are oppressed, to help recover eyesight to the blind, to bring liberty to those who are captive." And to put those in my own words, Jesus came to find people that are trapped in a desert with no resources and no ability to save themselves. People like Naaman. People like the widow of Zarephath that doesn't even have a name. And you know, you and I are just like that. Sin causes us to feel like we're in a desert and there's no room for escape and we're out of resources. Jesus came specifically for you. You're worth it to him. He will find you and rescue you. I imagine Naaman and the widow of Zarephath, these heroes of Jesus, being lost, so to speak, in their lives in these moments in which there was famine happening in the world, that they probably came to the conclusion that they weren't worth very much. And we all have that thought too. I'm not worthy. I'm not worth all that much. About 50 years ago, there was a chemist in the United States. His last, some of you may know who this is. His last name is Moritz. This man received a birthday card from his daughter. The birthday card said this on the front: "Dad, according to biochemists, the material of your body is worth 97 cents. Happy birthday, Dad." That's kind of a dark card to get for your birthday. This is a true story. That's what they wrote. She was teasing him because he was a chemist. But Moritz was really upset by that. And so he pulled out his chemical catalog and he looked up all the material in the human body and he started to add up his total worth. Moritz discovered that hemoglobin at that time was worth about $300 a gram. So he put that on the side. He calculated that insulin per gram is worth $50, calculated on a tab. He discovered that there are some hormones that men have that are worth $9 million, some hormones back in the day. Follicle hormones, I don't know. I don't have those in my life. I don't know. But those of you who are thinking, oh, man, they're worth so much more. He discovered that there was a hormone that women have to produce milk that was worth $17 million per gram. He then calculated all these materials in his body, and he calculated how much he weighed. He weighed 168 pounds. Moritz came up to the conclusion that he was worth over $6 million just by the chemical substance in his own body. Yeah, you're worth a lot. And that was 50 years ago. Think of all the inflation now. You're worth a whole bunch. But what matters is not what a catalog says. What matters is actually how God sees you, how he calculates your worth. And you are priceless to him. God sees that we're lost in the desert with our sin and there's no other way that we can help ourselves. And the next step that God did was he pulled out, so to speak, his calculator. I can say this because this is Peter's argument in 1 Peter. Peter, in this text, it says God kind of pulled out his calculator to see if we were worth paying the price of sin. And you know what? God came out on his calculator that you were worthy of his highest asset, his son Jesus, not by gold or silver, but by the precious blood of Jesus. God was willing to give anything so that you could be brought into his kingdom, so that you could be rescued and saved from being out in a desert. And so Jesus, his inauguration speech is basically saying, this is what it's about. I've come to preach good news to the poor. But he didn't come just to preach it. He went to pay the price of sin so that we could know that we are of high worth and high value to God. But here's the challenge. I'll speak straight to you. Jesus is asking you to be a part of this ministry. To proclaim the good news to the poor. To bring liberty to the oppressed. How can that happen at Peace Lutheran Church in more significant ways? If you see someone in fellowship that doesn't have anyone to talk to, talk to them. That's his ministry. If you see someone that isn't here, that goes unnoticed, and you don't know where they are, pick up the phone. Give them a call. If you see someone that's oppressed in the community and they have no one to turn to, stand right next to them. He's called you into this ministry. It's not for show. He wants you a part of it. He wants you to find the Naamans out there, to find the widows that have no name, and to share with them that they have the Lord's favor, because they do. Amen.